You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Some news in the NBA. Kevin Love has opted out of his deal. Out of the final year, he'll become a free agent on July 1st. Not to me, that's a surprise. I think he's either going to sign a one-year deal with an option or he'll sign a max contract if he stays.
Correct, but now let the games begin.
Did you just quote your good friend Dino, Dave DiNatale?
Yes.
That's exactly what he tweeted.
100%. Well, but he's right. He's right. Let the games begin.
And you know what's surprising to me, too, is yesterday, as you talked about Mozgov's option got picked up by the club, and I thought, oh, yeah, something at or around $10 million. It was only for five. So, you know, you're getting 28-year-old Mozgov, you know, coming off his best year as a pro for $5 million.
Yep.
And you figure the point that I listened to about the really big show, which is going to come up at some point, and just like the Cleveland Browns have to make difficult decisions on their march towards the championship, you know, a guy like Anderson Varejão, who, you know, is signed a 3-year, $30 million deal, but is probably he's played only 65 games is the highest total he's played in the last 5 years as a Cav. It's been 25, 25, 31, you know, so
yep.
You have to cut. I mean, it's a difficult decision because he's LeBron's guy. He has been embraced, and he has embraced, you know, the city of Cleveland, you know, with the wig giveaway and the charitable, you know, side that he and his wife partake here in the community. So it's going to be tough, very tough decision for the Cavs and Dan Gilbert as they move forward.
What do you think they're doing, Gibbs?
I think that question's going back and forth. I think if you're the Cavs, if you can somehow work out a 1-year deal with Kevin Love. That's why it made sense for him to just re-up for 1 year.
Yep.
Because then the CBA is going to be up, and then he's going to be in line to make a lot of cash. But it looks like he wants a max deal and wants a max deal right now. And are the Cavs willing to do that? You know, the Cavs had success. They made it to the NBA Finals without him. You know, I hard to say. I mean, you're going to have to shell out a lot of money to a lot of people. You know, obviously LeBron's going to follow suit here. He's going to offer free agency.
But is it worth it for a championship?
It's
not your money.
The vault is open. Go pay people and go put the team together. You know, if that's one of the big three, then you need – if you lose one, then you got to find someone else to become part of that big three.
Right. But would you guys – and again, nothing – you can't ever take a championship away. But I know for me and like a lot of Cleveland fans, you know, you look at the Yankees and, you know, in disgust. And a lot of the reason has to do is not only with, you know, the history, but I think as of recent with Steinbrenner buying championships and going out and accumulating talent and talent and talent to the point where you have a payroll of – $280 million, and you know, you look at a Miami Marlins or a Florida Marlins team that wins with a payroll of like $60 million, you know. And I just look I look down on a team that goes and buys a championship.
97, the Marlins bought themselves a championship.
Exactly.
Very effectively.
And I just thought, would Dan Gilbert paying the most luxury tax in, you know, the modern NBA history take anything away from a championship?
No.
Locally, no, but nationally, would it?
No.
No.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there.
You know, I mean, that's you have to win now. The clock's ticking. How many years left of LeBron at yep. top level, at top playing level do you have left? 4 years?
Yeah.
So the time is now. If you want to win, you've got to go make it happen. You can't wait. You're not building for the future. You know, if that means you go in the toilet for 7 years after the fact, after you went to the finals for four straight years or five straight years and you won a couple titles, so be it.
That's what Miami did this year.
Yeah. And to Miami's credit, they still almost made the playoffs.
Right, but it's in the East with, four games below 500.
You're still
record.
Making the playoffs.
Though. I hear you.
I'm interested to see where that goes. Tristan Thompson, I've heard, is all but coming back. Well, he's going to cost you $15 million a year at least.
Okay, what's your take on Andy?
Nothing you can do with him. I heard Brenda earlier saying you should trade him. No one wants that.
Ooh, nobody wants that contract. That's the problem. Nobody. It sounds like they're not even going to be able to get out of Hayward's contract, because it's not like Varejao still got 2 years on that deal.
That was a bad deal. I love Andy, but that was a bad
deal.
So
does Cleveland.
Yeah, that's why they kept him. And, I mean, the guy hasn't played more than, what, 50 games in a year, and how long?
He played 65 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
He's played about 150 games in the last 5 years. And you figure, multiply 82 times 5. That's what, over 400 games. He's played 150 of about 400 games.
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
Right.
To warrant the contract that you have. But there's nothing you can do with it.
No.
You know, the question's going to be, did they bring Love back? Are they going to get J.R. Smith's probably going to follow suit? And do you want to bring J.R. Smith back? You know, Shumpert's going to be restricted. You know, Tristan's even going to be restricted, but they're both going to cost you money. And yes. How much money are you willing to pay? So it's.
Do you think is there an athlete left out there in, you know, with the mindset of. Like, I mean, J.R. Smith to this point in his career has made well over $100 million. Do you take $3 or $4 million less a year to know that you can win a championship for the first time in your career, maybe in consecutive years for the next 3 years?
See, I would, but
right.
I don't.
That's my point.
But he's not going to.
Yeah, because, I mean, you figure $12 million over the course of 3 seasons, which you could very well, you know, back-to-back-to-back championships here in Cleveland. Just, you know, talking, you know, out of our you-know-whats. But it's realistic with LeBron in his prime. To be a part of that $12 million after taxes, you're going to see, you know, $5.5 million of, you know. And to have the, you know, 3 more years playing with LeBron in the prime time, his brand is growing, everything, you know, you get endorsements. I think you'll make that money up. And I just think that I wish I could, you know, talk sense into someone about their mindset sometime.
Well, but he sees it and he goes, I'm one of LeBron's guys. And if LeBron wants me to stay, they will pay me.
Yeah, true.
And that's why he's doing what he's doing.
It's
the same thing with Tristan. I think Tristan said, let me show you my worth playing with LeBron. You want to sign me to this contract extension? Well, my numbers are going to be a lot better after I play this season with LeBron. Sure enough, he did, and now he's going to get paid.
Yes, he is. All right, I'm sorry.
It's just shocking to me that someone who averages – 9 points a game and, you know, 11 boards is going to get $85 million.
And who will not shoot the ball from 5 feet. He catches the ball 15 feet unguarded and turns his back to the hoop and wants to get rid of the ball as fast as possible.
Correct.
Not a max player to me. A great role player. Not a max player to me, but that's just the way that it is. Now, his max deal won't look so bad in a couple of years, but still, it is a max deal. All right, when we come back, we're going to get part two with Jim O'Neill. And still to come, we'll have our little after further review on the defensive side of the football. Zagura Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.